Welcome, everyone. Hi, it's me, Sky, on Skylar Moon Show. I've got a special edition of an interview again for you. And it's so much fun when we do interviews, isn't it? Because you get to hear the relationship I have with somebody. Now, this one is way more upbeat, but this girl and me get excited. I'm always going to be real with you. So get ready for another interview with Shima Star on my show, The Skylar Moon Show Season 2, breaking on through today into the musician's room. So get ready. Time for Shima Star to shine like the star she is, baby. And we are going straight into the interview. Let's go. Sending her the text and boom, she'll be right on in the show. Just like that. Bada bing, bada boom. Here we go. An interview for you.
Hello, my darling Jamaican queen. How are you, baby?
I'm great. What's popping, girl? Skyla in the house. How you doing?
In the house. What? We got Shima Star. You are a star, girl. I've been talking, making our episode happen. So maybe, just maybe, I can take a recording and just pop it right into place. But I can't get enough of your music, and I can't decide which ones to play. I want to play them all. I love your music. How many years do you think we've known each other?
We've known each other since, I wanted to say
since 14, but I was lying about my age. So, shit.
Yeah, you were. But I'm going to say when I moved, so right before I moved. So it had to be either 96 or 97.
Damn. So I have a couple questions for you. Do you mind? Is that all good by you? Because that's the premise of this one interview I'm doing with you. Because you were over here where I'm at. I'm in the 413. I'm in Massachusetts, baby. And that's where you left me from.
Okay. I
miss you like a fat kid loves cake and I can't have it. Like, it's getting real hard for me. Like, that kid's trying to reach to the top of the fridge, but that kid cannot get that shit. I'm going to get that cake. Listen to me when I tell you, I am coming out to see you as soon as all of the apocalypse is over, and hopefully it's not the end of the world. But
it sure does
feel like it, because, like, they got the border to Canada closed. I know that.
Right.
You know, and it,
they
and
do.
It, to me, that's crazy. Like, you're really close to that border of Canada. Do you want to share the state that you're in?
Yes, I'm in Michigan. What? Michigan.
I left it up to you totally and completely in my prior recordings. So if you want to share where you at, girl.
Michigan.
Oh, shit. Are you in the city of Detroit, that windy ass city?
No, I'm not in Detroit.
Nah. Oh, good. Yes. But you were all up in it. You were all up in them clubs. Am I wrong when I say this? Before I get to these other questions, I recall a recording of you. You had a tape. Was that tape a live recording of you in a club on a stage?
Was I dancing?
This is like 2009, and you were chilling. You were going out in Detroit. You were going out, you know, to the clubs in Detroit. Like you said, there's a lot of Jamaican, like a lot of places I can go to. I found mad clubs that's just really attractive to me. I really love going there. People know me, and like you were getting into it, and you were getting on stage and you were singing. Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah, you know, that was a recording. It was
a recording of you singing, rapping, flowing. You were doing that. And me and my mother both got to hear it together. And we were like, tears were flowing. Like, we were so happy for you. I was like, Mom, she just goes out and like people want her on the stage. Like, people know she can flow. And I said, see, she goes, all those notebooks paid off. That's what my mother said. You remember that? She remembers things like
yes.
And speaking of that, in your youth, when we first met, I remember you showing me. So, like, what inspired you to start putting that pen to the piece of paper at such a young age and start writing what you called some lyrics and some poetry, a lot of poetry? Like, what inspired you to do that?
It was that I was intrigued by, you know, the musical culture. I was very inclined in music. You know, my siblings were musical. Okay. My mom was musical. My grandmother was musical.
That's like my family, but different type of music, you know?
Yeah, like, and so I felt like
you know what it's like for me and my childhood. They had the walls shaking with their music. They loved their music. They let it be
right.
Let it be known.
Right.
And I had to sleep through it. I don't know how long you did. You ever live with your father, like ever? Or my dad left when I was 5, so it's a sore subject. But we're old enough to get over it by now. But did you ever live with him?
Yes, he was there until I was about 3.
Word, girl, you know I never knew that, right? Because I never pried. If people want to share, they'll share. I'm like, oh,
right.
You got that. And then she also taught me the less you ask for, the more you get with men.
Right, yeah.
Hey, it's true too. It's true. But I'm glad you just shared that with me. Thank you for that. That's a sensitive subject. So he was there until you were 3. My dad was there till I was 5. So we both know what that feels like, you know.
Right.
But then you learn that Ma is your rock and your island at the same time. Like, she's your everything. And you grow up with her and you take care of yourselves with your brothers. And how many siblings? I know you have a twin that's your brother and another brother who stayed in Massachusetts. And which brothers and sisters, how many siblings we got going on in your life?
I have a twin brother, an older sister, and an older brother.
You're the youngest, like me, right?
Well, technically, my brother is. I'm 2 minutes older than him.
Oh, my God, please. I knew you were going to do that. Who was born before who, like, by moment. And that's cute, though. That's cute. So, I mean, that's nice. To have a twin like that, and you guys relate. Are you a very relatable like I see it. I honestly do see the connection when I see you on Instagram. You can give everybody your Instagram. I know your songs like by heart, girl. So the name of your album, go for it, give it a shout out, give them any information about first Instagram. I said, so could you do Instagram? Because I already shared it, so people can come on, request you. You're gonna get flooded and it might go slow, but you're gonna get a lot of people to come on Instagram and want to be your friend. And it won't be inappropriateness, because that just doesn't happen on Anchor, and Spotify owns them. So we got to mention Spotify. Thank you, Spotify. Thank you, Anchor, for all their rules of no inappropriate behavior. So go for it. Share your Instagram name.
So my handle is shema.star. That's S-H-E-M-A.
Yes, with the E. Yes, okay. Just like me, I just got to emphasize that they want to do I-M-A. That's not Shema Star. It's S-H-E-M-A. You heard the girl. Go ahead, baby.
And so my album is called Gold Peacock. It's available on several different platforms, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and Amazon being a few. There's plenty more, Heart Radio, Deezer, and
Heart Radio. Okay.
Yeah.
I found that I was on iHeart Radio with my podcast and I didn't even realize like it comes up. It just you could pull it up like on my actual Alexa. I come up and it's on iHeart Radio. I'm like, word. I didn't know I was on there. So I don't know how they place you everywhere they place you, but once you're in the game, you get shared around all these like media sources, and it's beautiful because they want to take you on.
Yeah, that's really what it is. It's just getting yourself out there. It's exposure, because that's what the social platforms are all about. You just want to get your stuff out there.
That's right. And you have to promote. So right here, right now, I am going to give everybody a taste of one of your songs. All right. So here it goes. I'm going to play Drop That right here, right now on Skylar Moon Show.
Fell out for you. My rap site is the ultimate first chapter. Step into my role like you're a swept in the rapture. Many are called, but yet fewer we are chosen. Society elite got you hoes under control, and my flow awakening you, shaking you like an earthquake. So separate from you bitches, that's why you can't. can't relate. I keep it real, that's why my rhyme's so nice. I'm so hot, still shiny and smooth like this ice. True talent is found in my writing style. True MC's method, the art of freestyle. You'll sink and drown on attempts to keep me down. No call for royalty, just to never set for you clown. God, don't lyrics, I suggest that you drop that. I'm ready to go on the barracks, I'm about to drop that.
That song is amazing. Good for you. I mean, like, when I first heard that, you know, my jaw dropped, right? You know that, right?
Yes. Yes. You liked it, though. You liked it.
I love every one of your songs, honey. I cannot get enough. Like, I want more. How did you get your body so slamming? Was it straight Zumba? Like, word up with Zumba, if that's what did this to your body. Because I've never seen your waist so little and your booty so righteous and those thighs. Like, oh my God, baby, you don't have thunder thighs. You got lean and fucking mean thighs. Gorgeous. Just, you are so lean. How did you get so lean? Is it Zumba or did you do some other stuff? I'm dying to know. It's something that, like, someone like me, I need to know.
It's Zumba. It's definitely Zumba. Since I started.
What do you do with Zumba? I mean, like, I noticed that you have, I'm a Zumba instructor. You have that on Instagram. Now, people can also know that handle if you want to give it to them, because you said something about you wanted to. Are you doing one-on-one sessions now? Like, with real time, like actual, like, FaceTiming, but not FaceTime. You can use Zoom and you can use any other service to do a camera. You can use Skype now because they made Zoom. So you can use Zoom with people and give them their one-on-one sessions. You dreamt of it. Did you make the dream come true?
I'm actually doing that. Zumba through the Zoom. Zumba
via
Zoom. It's just Zumba via Zoom. So, you know, I'm setting it up. I'm getting it right and everything, tweaking it, you know, getting the background.
Oh my God,
but yeah, Zumba via Zoom. That's it. Zumba via Zoom for sure. So, so the handle is Shima_reggaeton.
Reggaeton. Yes. How do you spell reggaeton? Tell people how to spell reggaeton.
It's reggaeton.
R-E-E?
Yep. G.
Just, it's R-E-G. Okay. I've always thought it was R-E-A. Okay. R-E-G. R-E-G. So I'm going to get this right for the first time right here. So Shima_. And then it is reggaeton.
Right.
Spelled. Shima's going to spell it for you.
Okay. reggaeton.
Beautiful. Well spoken. People are going to know it now. And this is to get a one-on-one class with Shima Star. And you will be in real time on video on your laptops. Do you have a laptop, Shima? Or are you doing this from a phone? What are you doing?
Well, it's going to be a big setup, so I'll probably use the phone for the music, but I'll do the laptop for the recording, actually, like recording.
Absolutely.
Shima.star.
Shima.star, but you also have the Zumba one. So I'm just saying they can at least just friend request you on the Zumba one. They can, you're still there as Zumba.
Zumba one. No, that's no, because they won't let me in.
I'm just saying.
They won't let me in. My password, like, is wrong, and they won't let me in that. So don't go to that.
Okay.
So don't go to Shima.Zumba.
So on Instagram, you have that one that I mentioned, and you that's easy. Shima.Star. Right. Shema.Star. All one word, of course, because it's Instagram. Then you also, you've got one that's for fans now. Good for you making that. That's where it's at, girl. You are being very smart. I bet it was just like your gut speaking to you, huh?
It was actually advice on my manager's behalf, because I started off with the fan page and he said, I think that you should separate your fan page from your music page just so people can see your professional
side. There you go.
So that's what I did. I stuck with the Peacock Blessed for the fan page, and then I moved to Shima Star for the you know, the real professionalism.
Oh, Peacock Blessed is what it is. Peacock.blessed, right? Or is it an underscore?
No, it's just all one word. Peacock Blessed is all one word.
Oh, that's right. It is, because I saw that. Peacock Blessed. P-E-A-C-O-C-K-B-L-E-S-S-E-D. Right. Peacock Blessed. all one word, and that is her fan page. Please join on to her fan page after you hear all the songs that we play. We are only going to put in that one song during our interview here, right now. I wanted to let people get a little taste of the song, and the song we played was Drop That. And that was a beautiful one. I love
give
that
thanks.
Song. So, what's that?
I said, give thanks. Appreciate that.
How were you raised? Like, what was the main premise of it? You know what I'm saying? Your mother had dreadlocks down to her knees by the time you guys moved. That woman was amazing.
Yeah, I was raised in a real strict household. My mom's Jamaican, and she moved from Jamaica when she was younger.
So that's amazing and so intuitive of you to be thinking of these things. Like, your intuition was just like, I'm not going to stop doing Zumba because of the COVID-19 issue. I'm going to keep it going. I'm just going to make this handle, bada bang, bang, bada boom, Shima_reggaeton. And that is how they're going to connect with me. When they see me on, they want to be my fan. They could be my fan on Instagram. They can be my fan on Shima.
She was about to be 17, and
yes, and this is how she saw. She's always talking to me like, give thanks, be blessed, blessed. And I'm like, oh, be blessed. That's beautiful for me to say back to you, like, be blessed, you know, stay blessed, love you. I say it in my own way that I want to, because I'm just, I'm a Native American. I was raised old school Italian, and I was raised the old school. Once my stepdad came in, he was very strict in his Portuguese ways. So I was raised with old school Italian ways, mainly, number one, above all, school Italian. And how were you raised? Were you raised in a very strict way of Jamaican manner? Or,
yeah,
you were not born in Jamaica then?
No.
Okay, that takes that question out of the way. Okay, scratching that question out. So she, go ahead, tell that again, because I talked over you. That's in my questions. If were you born in, were you actually born in Jamaica? I thought that you may have been, as your best friend. Honestly, I could not remember that.
I'm just telling you, it's getting close to 4:30, and I just wanted you to be aware of the time.
So what I want to ask you, I'm back in with the questions. I wanted to fuck around for a couple. But all right, so you told me back to it. I'm going to go erase all that. I could feel people's levels of sensitivity and everything, and I didn't know if you were going to get sensitive if I asked you, were you born in Jamaica? Thank you for answering the question. And where, you got to say it because I spoke over you. Where were you born in USA? Because your mother did what? What did your mother do? She moved to USA when?
She moved to the United States when she was 16. And when she met my father, she moved to Palmer, Massachusetts. That's how I ended up there. I was born in Springfield, like most people who were in Palmer, Massachusetts were born, because we didn't have a delivery hospital. So we were born in Springfield, but Palmer, Massachusetts.
Everybody was born at Winston Women's. And then I lived in Munson, one town away from Shima. I lived. And then I moved. And then Shima moved. And we ended up moving to these two towns that were so close to each other. We could both walk halfway and meet each other. It was amazing how close we were to one another. I mean, it was absolutely out of this world. Like, how did this happen? It was like destiny. So I just want to ask you, growing up in Mass, what truly are some of your most memorable, meaningful memories that you maybe did most, or maybe you just one-time memory, one-time thing? What is one of your most fondest, most meaningful, or just memorable memories about being here in Massachusetts?
I think it was when we went to the Quabbin and I ran around the track.
Yeah. You loved running. Now, you ran track in school, right?
Yes, I did.
Good for you, girl. Good for you. Yes, it is. It is almost 4:30. I do see the time. But I just want to ask you. So me and you went to the Quabbin a lot.
Yeah.
And we had our other circle. We had a circle of small friends, but almost everybody, I'm going to say it, outright, and hope nobody gets mad. Like, Katie, if you're listening, word, hi, I love you. I love everybody so much. But, you know, Shima's been my number one forever. There's something that we have that's called a connection. And this connection is something that is deeper than that. I'm not going to get into it, but we have a solidarity between us. And it's never going to die. And it's been destiny that we've always been close to each other. Now I'm like, no, don't move to Springfield. Then bunk. I'm moving all the way to Ludlow. And that's right over the line to where she lived. It was crazy close. So that felt like destiny to me. Like, me and her stayed close. And all my other friends, this is the truth, Shima, I think they are still to this day jealous.
Wow.
There. For real. I know that it has. It's that way with Katie O'Keefe because she drinks a lot. And when she gets drunk, she gets honest. And she's told me flat out. So I love you, Katie, if you're listening, but she won't listen. She's just not there. She's not focused enough. When you drink, honey, it gives you a lot of problems in your life. So she's on that different level of understanding. You know what I mean? She liked reading and doing things, and then she'll stop, put a book down, stop all her knowledge, stop cleaning, stop this, stop that. She lost her children. She lost the custody of her children and everything. So, you know, she needs psychological help a lot. So she's really going through a rough time, and I do love her, like I just said, and I'll always love her. But the jealousy would never die for anybody that we hung out with, Hillary, me, you, Hillary, Katie, and that one chick that ended up ratting me out, and I went to juvie. And I already admitted that I went to jail when I spoke with Denise. And you remember Denise, right? My best friend.
Yes.
The old woman.
Yes. Denise.
Okay, that's my... Yeah, at least I have her here close with me, but I always talk about you with her. Yeah. She loves you. Now, that's not a hater. That's thank you for saying that. She's gonna cry when she just hears you say that. If you want to say it so it's loud, I spoke a little bit. I was still talking a little bit. Do you want her to say it loud so Denise knows? Say, Denise, bonk.
I love you too, Mom.
Oh man, that's so sweet, because she said she loves you all the time, and she really does. She misses you. If I go and I visit you, she's supportive of it, and I know that she'll probably be like, bonk, here's a little bit of money, have fun, you know. She's just crazy good to me like that. Now, like, we've been best friends ever since I went to juvie. We turned into best friends. I know you know that changed. So my next question is, I've always wondered, like, what could I always wondered to myself, what could you possibly think about the most and miss the most? And I literally wrote that. Like, what could... I think it to myself all the time. And I wonder, what is it that you could possibly be missing the most?
But that is it. You know, just being able to go swimming in a lake or take a walk, you know, down a path and of course...
The countryside. It's the countryside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that really what you miss? Because you're in the city area, like outskirts of the city or wherever you're at. But it's really there's no countryside where you're at.
You'd have to go places like where we're at. It's like you'd have to go a certain place to get the woodland part, like recreational parks. You know what I mean? You'd have to go certain places to get those views. And most times it's remote. You know, I don't really want it to be remote. You know, I want it to be close by. I want it to be somewhere I can go walk. Right, I can take a walk, you know? And we could do that. We could take a walk. We could say, let's take a walk to the woods. And it would be nothing. It would be nothing in Palma to find some woods to go into.
Like, it'd be like, all right, we got a 10-minute walk and we're there.
Right.
Go get ready.
Right. Right.
We could be just smoking, middle of the night. We're just smoking a blunt. We're chilling. We're doing our thing because it's legal in Massachusetts. And we always fought for our right. Now, I remember taking you to the 420 Festival up in UMass one time. Now, that was a good time. Do you even remember?
That wasn't me.
Oh, I took you.
Nah.
I didn't take you to the 420 Festival.
Nah, man, I would have remembered that. Come on now.
Really?
Who forgets a 420 bash? No one forgets that.
Oh my God, they still have them. They still have them.
Yeah, they have them everywhere. I went to one here.
Couldn't come. I remember because it was your birthday and your mother, she wants you home on your birthday with her, doesn't she?
Yeah.
It's Earth Day. It's your Earth Day, like you're grateful to be on the Earth, right?
Yeah. Is it?
Well, that's how you guys believe, right?
Yeah.
What are you? Rastafari, are you a Rastafarian believer, or are you into something else? Like, do you have?
No, Rastafari. That's it.
That's it. Okay. Yeah, that's I didn't want to say it. I didn't really want to bring it up because I don't know.
Yeah, but like, I have to tell you.
When am I going to have a chance to ask other than now, like the most important question? So number one, I wrote also, let's begin with your youth, you know, like, shall I begin with, you know, way back when you were writing, like 12 to 14 years old, you already had a stack of books that, notebooks that you had filled and you brought outside. Like, I would only sit on your steps because your mom did not want you to have nobody inside that house when she was working.
Yep.
Rule. That was that one rule. And said, I had the same rule. I had
that one rule.
You know, I had that rule, and I was scared of Glenn. So I was like, hell no.
Yeah.
I am pissing him off. His head turns purple. Like, he's going to
explode. Right.
The kids, I have 11 nieces, everybody, in case you just didn't know that and I didn't mention it in any other interview. I have 11 nieces and I have some nephews in the family now, two of them. So there are some boys. We got boys in the family. My cousin Melissa had a boy finally, and my aunt adopted my cousin who died at only the age of 24. Alexandria, she died. She had a dark skinned son, and my aunt, right? You know, she lives two blocks away. She lives two blocks away from me, and she has Julian. And Julian goes with her to my parents' house. She sleeps over my mom's on the weekends. My mother is back close with her sister. Oh, isn't that a beautiful thing?
Yeah, it is.
I don't have that. That's she won't crazy. Talk to me, and she won't give me a hug. So it's hard. But, like, literally, what made you start to pick up that pen and paper? You told me it was an inspiration, but, like, for real, like, what were you doing mostly? I want to know, was it mainly poetry, or were you just journaling and scribbling about life? When did you start writing the raps, the flows, the rhymes, that and this, you know, like, to do, like, what you're doing now with the Gold Peacock album? Did you search through old notebooks?
Well, I first was inspired by my brother. My brother told me that I had a gift. So I started to write, and my poetry kind of metamorphosized into the rap. So I have, like, a lot of raps that were poems at first that turned into raps. And as I started to rap more, I started to write more raps. So it became more fluent, like, easier for me to do, and more I stepped up my level each time. So it was like, now it's like, okay.
Yes, you always step it up. I will give you that. I'll give you that. You always step your game up. Continue, please.
That was my inspiration. I wanted to say something because I heard rap, and I knew Tupac, I knew Biggie, and I knew Nas, and those are goats right there, right? But I didn't, like, see that happening with females. I mean, don't get me wrong. I had Queen Latifah. I had Salt and Pepper. I had MC Light, and even Lil' Kim, too. Them doing their thing with the hardcore and everything, that was cool, too. But I just wanted to stay old school.
That's time right. I was going to say, you seem like you're sticking with the old school.
Yeah, man. I'm staying mad, like, old school.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's exactly what I promoted you as. Like, promoted you, in all honesty, the best I could. Like, hey, she is keeping it real to the real old school type of hip hop style. Like, she's not doing no voice filters. She's not trying to do it. Like, maybe she will for a little tiny part. Like, in one of her songs, I can hear her use a little tiny voice filter for, like, a quick second. But that is fine. That is normal. That is cool to do. That's something that we used to do to accentuate a couple of words. However, to do your entire song and your whole album where your voice is filtered out like crazy, like insane filters, it's all you hear on Lil Wayne and whoever else it is, that is not righteous, man. That's not the right way to be doing the giving respect to what the epitome of hip-hop is. You really, like, I want to know, are you focusing, and you're going back and forth, I'm going to be honest with you. You sometimes do the Rasta and Jamaican and Caribbean style.
But you put a little bit of spice in it.
You do put spice in it. You do put a little spice. You sprinkle on a little bit of that. Hell yeah. You sprinkle a little bit on that Jamaican style with the hip hop. Yes, you do. And that's perfect. I want you to get out there and I want to submit you into right here. I want you to heading in the direction of this. I want you to be in the top 10 list for this. There are people from America that are making it. There's a top 10 list, the top 10 that are making it from America to the Caribbean. And there are a top 10 list of people who are doing music. You don't have to have a video. I'm sure you can submit your music and they might do a video for you, because if they think you're good enough, then they're going to do a video for you, I guarantee. But this is the top 10 list. They do the other way, vice versa. People from the Caribbean making it big in the United States. So we go back from the USA, people making it in the Caribbean, people in the Caribbean making it in the USA. Now you would be from the USA making it in the Caribbean, and you would have to do that Caribbean style hard body, which you already got. You already got. I could submit one song that you would want me to submit, or you could make a new track just to get that fucking beat so you can be put into this list. I want to submit you. There's a thing that says you can submit yourself. You just got to upload the file. So I'm going to go back to that website and I'm going to check that back out. And I mean, I'll send it to you or whatever it is. Maybe you could work with it yourself. I mean, I don't know, but I want to help you. I want you to be submitted in. And it's because there's only like really 10 people doing what you wanted to do, like this new genre of Caribbean hip hop, but they're calling it pop. They're calling it hip hop too. So I thought you were the only one that did this.
Yeah, I do Caribbean hip hop, techno. I just want to make sure that I am versatile. I want to make sure that I have styles that can be in the box, outside the box, and around the box. So that's why I do hip hop, Caribbean, techno, and pop. That's all the umbrella that I stay under, because I don't ever want people to say I'm a rapper or a pop singer or a Caribbean artist or a reggae artist. I want them to say that she's just an artist. It does what you can never submit yourself to one niche, because no one's going to want to work with you if you don't do other things. You have to do, you know what I mean? You have to be well-rounded. Okay. So that's really why I'm diving headfirst into the techno slash pop slash Caribbean, because everybody's doing techno. Everybody's doing pop and everybody's doing Caribbean. No one's doing all three. And that's why I'm diving headfirst into it, because I'm creating a new genre. I'm not trying to be in anybody else's genre.
So what would you call your new genre? What would you call it? Like you're around the
Caribbean pop, because it's more pop than hip hop. As long as I have some kind of bop to it, because all my songs have a bop to it. So as long as I have a bop to it, they're going to consider it pop. That's why I'm number one for pop and not hip hop, because I rap, but I still rap to very pop beats. And the beats that I like really want are like techno. That'll be even more pop.
That's what I'm good at making myself. Like, I would not want to take Tech 5 Vision out of your life, and you are on a contract with him. Am I correct? Am I correct on this? I mean, I just feel like you are. So word up to Tech 5 Vision real quick, because you do have a contract with him. So that's dope. That's awesome.
Yes, he's my manager and he does all of my production. He does all of my videos. He does all of my music. Everything that I have out there, including my photos, is because of Tech 5 Vision. So that's who I submit to. I don't have like any like requests for any other producers or engineers, because he does all of my work for me. But I do know that I'm encouraged to work with other artists outside of Michigan.
All right. So could I send you one of my techno beats? Because it is illmatic. It is crazy, crazy.
Oh, you can definitely send me your beat. We'll take a listen and you can use it.
And I don't want no royalty of any kind. I don't want not a penny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We'll take a listen to it and see how you can fit it into, you know, whatever it is that we have going on. But I know that.
Critique it. Be like, you know, I like it, but I want it a little less crazy.
Take a listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll take a listen to it, man.
Definitely, you know, definitely, obviously, promote that. But like I said, again, you know, we have to focus on, you know, being something that no one's seen before, because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be something that nobody's like. Everybody's like doing a lot of trap.
Everyone's
no,
doing
everybody's
a
doing
lot
this.
Of pop.
Everybody's doing a lot
you
of.
You know
the
what I mean?
Step.
I don't want to do that. I want to be different. I want.
You don't
I
want dubstep.
Even rock out. I rock out with a hard metal rock band. You know what I mean? I do that
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I mean, I would do whatever.
Ooh, that would
I
be
felt.
The shit right there, the yo.
You know what I mean? Whatever the spirit took me to do, I would do. But the culture
oh my
is
God,
in me. I'm always going to be, you know,
mixed with rock. Oh my God, yeah. That would be so slamming. So what I want to show you is like this different crazy. Like I want to ask you, no dubstep. I was trying to cut in, going no dubstep. What? No dubstep? Because that's what everybody's doing is dubstep.
Yeah. Dubstep is definitely common. I love it to death. I do, but I'd rather like ska. No one's really doing ska. You know,
ska. Oh my God, that's exactly all the music. You're gonna love my interview with Christopher. Check out The Distillers, check out Social Distortion. Write those both down because those you'll hear it. I'm about to post his first okay. because I did an interview with him first. I did before this interview with you right now. Okay, and I have to finish editing it tonight. Tonight, I have to finish editing it, okay? And then I'm going to be popping it out there by the nighttime tonight. I'm leaving the studio till I'm done editing our hour and 30 minutes exactly on top of the day before, which was 50-something minutes. So that's a long fucking, wow, it's a long interview with me and him. And the way that it is with us is like just having no time cap. You know, like if you have a time cap, it makes
but
it.
But I do because I have to start dinner like I do. So I don't want to cut
you
off.
You got a family. And see, she
yeah.
is doing
I don't
what
cut
she
you
has
off,
to do but... right now. She has to take care of her daughter. What are you going to do? Let
yeah.
your daughter starve? So you
right.
can do an interview
right.
with me? You want to do
right.
a part two? You want to do a
yeah.
part two?
Yeah.
Do,
I would
can
like
you
to
do
a
it tomorrow
two.
So it's fresh and we can pick back up and I know where we were? Because I'm going to take a note right now about the different niche you want to hit, the different niches you would like to take and put well-rounded. I'm going to write niches right now.
And you can say that techno, and you can say rock, and you can say
right.
that those are the things that I'm looking to do.
You're
right
gonna have
now.
To find somebody to work with for some rock. You're gonna have to have that band come up in there in that studio for Tech 5 Vision. Does he have a studio?
Oh like yeah, and I already know the band.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
I already
so
know
you,
a band. Yeah.
You know a band? If you don't,
yeah.
I do, but not out there.
I know a band.
That's a problem. I got
yeah,
a friend.
I know
in,
a band.
I got a friend. I have a friend out there. I do.
They do.
So
ska,
when
though.
I come out there on a train, I'm going to actually take you to meet this friend of mine. Me and Tommy know
okay.
him.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He moved out there. He moved out there. And he is just somebody who is so fun with his girl. That is so fun. She dyes her hair crazy colors. She's mad diverse like you. Like, I love their diversity. You know, I think he has dreads. I'm not sure. But listen, these people we connect with.
What's his
with,
name?
It's Paul. It's not Paul. Paul died, man. We had another friend in Michigan and he fucking just died, man. He got COVID.
Stress.
Crazy.
Stress, man.
Sweetheart, Michigan, the friend that I'm going to go visit. What's his name? Paul? Paul passed away. Our friend in Michigan. Yes, it's Josh. Yes, it's my brother's name. He thinks I'm an idiot.
Oh, no. Okay. Because if you had said Matt, oh my gosh.
Nope, there's no Matt. I can't remember it. Mm. I was like, will you just say it? I'm like, I'm not going to put him out there like that. I'm not saying his last name. I had to just say, hey, I'm not saying his last name, where he lives. You know what I
all
mean?
All right, don't
like,
worry about it. Hey, don't worry about it. Okay, we'll talk
no,
on the
he's
phone.
In. He's out there. I'm already inside. I'm back inside. I'm back
okay,
in my studio
yeah, don't
right
worry about
now
it.
With my questions. I didn't even get through all my questions. So, like, you know, I just want you to know that I'm going to pick back up with, I know you may agree, but tell me this. You know what made you blah, 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 blah. I got mad shit like you know like your poetry reminded me of Tupac Shakur and I was just wondering why you don't want to like sing also so that's another question.
Oh gosh, yeah,
moving along
yes.
here, you know I want you to sing and I know
yeah.
what I said miss the most about you living here
yeah.
is being after hours, dude, where's my car, what, by 4 a.m we were always asking that question.
I know that's
and
what
your sister
doing.
Yeah, here's that song. I got to talk to people about what that song means and everything else. Like, I want you to explain that it does connect with your sister and going out and this and that. And it's a personal joke with your sister and going out with
yeah.
her. But it is also us. We were always
yeah.
like, oh, shit, we went to that club first. We went, Damn, then we went to the Hippodrome. So did we park in the Hippodrome parking lot? We'd have to walk all the way over there and check. Nope, no car. Damn, right. Where's my car, like, man? Oh my Where is my car? Come on, I mean,
now. That's bullshit.
And
that's
then if you did want to say people in general, that's fine. I don't know. I'm just going through it. Question three. I know you ain't no quitter. And then talking about college. Like, I got to bring this stuff up. So we got to do a part two, baby. So until then, we played Drop That. We talked about things about growing up in Massachusetts. And I miss you, man. I'm going to come out on a train so everybody knows Shim Shima and me. And I'm still going to sing that song to her. Every time I yell to her, when she upstairs, I'm downstairs, some shit like that. I'll be like, Shin Shima, where the keys at to my Bima? Who am I? And I want you to say, Anai, Anai. It's just the way that fucking song went. Who sang that song? I cannot remember for the life of me. Was
Beanie
that
Man?
Who was it?
Beanie Man.
It was Beanie Man. I thought it was I thought it was, oh my god, what's her name? The big girl. She did hers in a trash bag, her video. She was in a blown up trash bag.
Oh, Missy Elliott.
Yes, I thought it was her. Why? Man, that's
I don't know.
I thought of that. All right, man, listen, we can get crazy funny, and I know we can, and like if we were to continue talking, like I'm on that level already, but I'm like flipping. You can hear my pages. 1, 2, that's only on question 2 now. 3, 4, now it's on question 3 and question 4, and that's where I finally stopped. I mean, 4 pages, like each one I have stuff that I'll just take pieces of and just say, you know what, and ask, because these are all questions for you. And like, I just want to know why you're not going to sing next. That's what I'm going to hit. But I want you to please try to collaborate. I'll send you my techno beats, a bunch of them, so you get to pick and choose. Or have your producer listen to it and have him emulate something close to it. You understand? If you really like one, be like, I like this one. Can you make something like this, but just a little bit better? Because I ain't no professional. And I respect if you have him redo something like that. So I would love to send you some. So that's cool.
Okay,
that's
so
fun.
Send them over. Definitely.
All right, I will, baby. Over. I'll let you go so you can feed your baby, take care of your girl.
Taco Tuesday.
Tuesday? Next Tuesday?
Yeah, it's Taco Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday. No, I'm saying it's Taco Tuesday.
I was going to say, damn, you're going to make me wait. I'm going to do this shit tomorrow because we can finish up the
rest. Here's the thing about tomorrow, though.
What is it?
So I get off of work at 4, and then I have school at 8, and I have to cook. And I don't want to say what I mean?
Let's do 45 minutes tomorrow, right at 4 o'clock.
Okay, but it won't be 4, you know what I'm saying? Because I get off at 4. So it have to be like,
as soon as you like get home, how much time would we have before you have to cook? Could we have 40 minutes?
40 minutes is good.
All right. Can we have that when you get
40
home?
40 minutes is good. Yeah.
And if it's 5 minutes, it's not going to kill you, right?
No.
So I can set a timer. I didn't set the timer today. I apologize for that, everybody. And hey, if we end up getting better, because today was almost like a practice, and I'm going to edit this out. But if we get better tomorrow and the questions get better, because I actually read off of the original questions I didn't like, and then I actually have the second page where I did 1, 2, 3, 4 pages. That's just the better questions. There's way better questions. And so that's what I didn't even touch. I didn't even flip the pages to that. You didn't hear no pages flipping. So I didn't even get into the ones I wanted to ask. I just wrote them down today. Like, this is what I really want. And I wrote it in red marker, like, yeah, this is it. So I was like reading off of the old one. I don't even know why I did that to myself. So yeah, I actually have, just so you know, there are 600 today and 37 people who listen to my shit religiously. Like, I get 100 every week and every 2 weeks, and or it slows way down and it's all good. But when I get a new interview that comes out, bong, it soars. It soars. And I'm gonna share this on Facebook, if that's okay with you.
Can you share it on Instagram?
And Instagram. Yeah.
Okay.
So it used to say that, but now that Spotify is the owner, I don't see it doing that. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I'm going to look. I'm going to see if I can turn that on, but I know you can turn Twitter on. I do believe it is Facebook and Twitter, and it used to be Instagram. Let me make sure it's still there. Okay. Now this, I'm going to edit it up, and I'm going to make it real nice sounding, and I want to just do a perfect goodbye. We'll talk to you on part two. So you go ahead and you do that, baby, on Skylar Moon Show. Yeah, say who you are. Say we're gonna do part two tomorrow. Make sure you come back, and I want you to say on Skylar Moon Show. Go.
All right, so we're gonna get out of here. We're gonna come back tomorrow strong with part two.
Yes.
Shima Star on the Skylar Moon Show.
Ooh, beautifully spoken. Look at her. She just took charge like that, like bong. Okay, we're good. We're good. And we will talk to you for part two, my love. All right. And I do have much love for this girl right here. She needs to cook for her family. And she's never going to quit being that family woman that she is. So I really, really, really respect you for that. So go ahead and cook for your lady, your little girl, and tell her I said I love her. Auntie Shani sends her love. Make sure you
tell her. She loves you back.
Aww.
Like that's something special for you. It is my personal number one favorite song that Shima Star has ever made. It's called Money Spent. She speaks some serious truth about money and how you spend it. And if you want to perfect your little body and get a booty and perfect teeth and perfect this and perfect that, and you want to get a new car, guess what? This is still fucked up in your life. That's still fucked up in your life. This is still fucked up in your life. So be careful of what you do with your money and be wise. So I think that she's got a really good message in this song, but you know, she does talk it in a sense with some sass, baby. It is me, Skylar Moon, playing on here next. My favorite song called Money Spent.
At that ungrateful text you sent, they come with long hind when your money's spent. Money isn't evil, but the greed for it is. Don't let it change you or consume how you live. I do want to be rich, but I'd rather stay blessed. Pay my own way and just take care of the rest. Stay spending money more than I'm making. One lack of hard work is what I can't take in. I'm ambitious, please don't get me mistaken. I've been woke, Rasta faith, never been shaken. I have seen some rappers' dreams defer, so selling drugs in strip clubs is preferred. I don't judge, though life is a hustle and flow. Be careful how you make and spend that dough. Got a new ass, but your teeth still bent. Got name brand, but your car still dent. Buy the latest friends, but you can't pay the rent. Only for the things these days get money spent. Got a new ass, but your teeth still bent. Got name brand, but your car still dent. Buy the latest friends, but you can't pay the rent. Only for the things these days getting money spent. Money still getting left, but never paid back. Can't ask for payback, we're under attack. Government campaigns still getting paid off, but middle class citizens getting laid off.
Hi there, it's me, Sky. Hi. Right now we've got part two of the interview with Shima Star and me, Skylar Moon. And this is what we're going to do. Get you right on into it. The beautiful woman who created a new genre, because nobody has taken techno and put it together with hip hop in the way that she has that makes it into a pop. It just turned it straight into pop. Now, there's many that have put techno into their hip-hop these days, but they use all these weird voice filters as well. They keep it hardcore with the boom kicks. They're called boom kicks. She's not doing the dub style bass. She's not doing that. What she's doing is she took some techno and she added it into some of her own hip-hop she loved, and she had him create. Then she had the hip-hop created and goes, okay, now I want to add in some techno to that. They're going to sound like it's going to make your head bop, then it's considered pop. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how she explained it to me, and it makes sense to me. But you can still call it Caribbean, hip-hop, techno, pop. All the elements that make up this beautiful music that we are discussing. The Gold Peacock album also. That's what we want to discuss. So let's get right into part two for you on Skylar Moon Show, where I interview Shima Star. Get ready.
Hey, 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 Shima in the house. What's up, girl? How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
You know I'm always fine. Baby, I'm fine as that wine I should be drinking, but I don't drink wine no more. Listen, though, I feel good. I feel happy. I'm really prepared today for you. You know, I've been waiting to do this. And, like, preparing has been the most exciting thing. It's the most exciting feature I've done. So I'm going to welcome you properly. This is the Skylar Moon Show, Season 2, breaking on through into the musician's room today. The room I've been waiting to get into with a real, true, honest-to-God musician. And this girl is. She has not only dropped mad singles. How many singles were there at first before the Gold Peacock album? Because she got an album out called what? What's your album? Let people know, girl.
It's called The Gold Peacock.
Yeah, we heard it in part one. I want to make sure part two, people get the taste again of what you got going on. What is the deal with all the singles you did before that? How many? Were there six? Did I count that right?
Yes, six.
Six, man, that's a lot. That's like an album right there. So you, am I wrong, or did you take some of those singles and you put the singles into an album, or there's also a collaboration that Spotify has put together and they just call you Shima Star and they put all your singles together?
That's how Spotify does it. They take my collection and put it together. And also you can get access to my singles and my album together as a collaboration.
Can you see the analytics?
Oh, yes.
You moved away. Where you at now? What state you living in? Let the people know where you at, Shima.
Michigan?
When I say it, when you say it and then I say it, yo, we sound like the exact same person. I heard the recording. I was like, what? There are like four parts where I almost shit myself. Like, word. Yo, what? Ah, who's talking? I don't even know if it's me or her. You know, we got our own sound, but there's just certain words where we sound the same.
I totally.
Bada bing, bada boom, we got a song for you. And it is called Where You At. I just can't help it because we're going to be doing the interview soon. And I really want to get the songs that she just right now was texting me. She's like, hey, do you have Where You At in there? She's like, I just want to make sure you do. I'm like,
focused on school. That's the next thing. Number six is, are you focused on school and making a schedule that suits your and your daughter's life first? Or are you going to collaborate with some rock bands and get that going? I got a list, by the way. They gave me a list. I Googled it and found out the Roots and a lot of people. But first, let me ask you that question. What comes first to you, the college and taking care of your daughter and all that? Or are you trying to really get straight right into collaborating with some rock bands and coming right on out with a new album that's like got a new flavor? You know what I mean? Like pumping out that rock band collab.
My new album will be called This Is 2020. I'm trying to make it drop before 2021 comes, and it's going to be mostly techno. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make it more techno vibe, but it'll be Caribbean, mostly Caribbean and techno. That'll be
the vibe that I'll be given.
That's what you want. You don't want to do one song with a collaboration with rock. You don't want to do that because that's what these artists all did.
I would like
one
to do
song
a collaboration like with a rock band, and I actually have a rock band in mind, and their manager is
their manager is actually gonna set up
a virtual concert for me. So I'm definitely going to collab with a rock band, and I'm pretty sure I'll put it on my album as well.
That's amazing. That's so dope. Good for you. He said, Tech 5 Vision, word up to you. And hey, good words to you. Like I say, be blessed. I say, be peaceful. I say, be loved. I say, you are loved by me because you take care of my girl, Shima Star. Thank you for this so much, especially a collaboration with anybody, you know, but I think she's good on her own and she does good when she's just focused and she's in her zone. I know Shima be killing it inside that fucking booth. Like, I know you kill it. Like, you get really, really into it. You don't even stutter. Like, I bet you do good. How many takes does it typically take you to get one of your tracks? Like, 2, 3, or you get it sometimes first try?
So it depends. Like, sometimes when I don't study it properly or I'll change it at the last moment, my manager will call me 30 take Jake. So it'll be like, you know, a couple more takes than usual. But most times, yeah, 2 or 3 times. 2, 3 times time.
Wow. Yeah, that's really good. In all honesty, a lot of people do like 20 takes, 10 takes. It goes from 5 to 10 is what I looked up. 5 takes is typical. 10 takes is when you're having a hard time, is when you can't memorize your lines or you keep mixing them up. People who have dyslexia or problems, there's reasons why people take like 10 takes. But it's also because they don't like what they wrote and they want to change it last minute. And that will make
I had to change my lyrics. Yeah. And that's when I would take longer than that. But it wasn't often because, you know, I knew that time is money. You have to pay for studio time.
Right on. Yes.
So that's really why.
Time is money. Like, is he good to you? Like, this is a rate that's really, really low. Because I know one thing. I know that when it comes to me being a friend to Mr. DL, MYSTERDL, check him out. He made a movie called Sea of Green. He's now a film producer, but he is still a record label owner. And he does videos more than anything now. He does videos. And he does amazing videos now because he's got them, the camera connected to the little thing that flies in the air, yo. That's dope. That's dope. So he's got that. He does a lot of videos for girls and wherever you want to be at. It's MYSTER, Mr. DL.
Okay.
David Latch is... Yeah, he needs to be known. He does a podcast now on YouTube where it's just recorded the whole time, which is a little odd. You know how you felt about that, like the Zoom, and there were so many people talking over people, and everybody's talking, and you just were so quiet. I was like, why isn't she speaking? But it's just, it gets too hectic. Nice. So he's doing the same thing. He's doing the same thing right now. So he's a little busy with that. But I know he will drop that in an instant to make a couple bucks just to make a beat for someone. But for me,
I mean, that would be dope.
I went to live with him and he didn't even charge me.
That would be
dope.
He
was leaving money for the bus for me on the table just in case I didn't have money, which I did.
If you could get a beat from him, that would be really dope.
Yeah.
Like,
you would have to collaborate with him and talking to him and then let him, you know, send, you'd have to send him like you recorded on your lyrics or just like over the phone, you can sing some lyrics to him even and he can get a feel for it.
Yeah, I'll sing it to him over the phone.
It's actually beautiful, a beautiful way because he gets a feel for it right away and he can hang up and just bomb. He could go right at it. You don't even know how fast.
Exactly. And then nobody's feeling.
He did four years, not two. I did 2 years. He did 4 full years for audio in college. 4. I only did 2. And his studio was right next to mine. So I met all his boys. And then like right when I went to stay with him 2 years later after we graduated college, I met Be Real from Cypress Hill, chilling, smoking, sitting there going, I walked with him to go get chilling with Be Real from Cypress Hill. It was fun. But that's him and Onyx, KRS-One, and Cypress Hill. They are all collaborated together and they're all good friends and they all hang out.
And they all chill. So, like, you could get a collaboration with B-Real from Cypress Hill if I ask him. Because...
I mean, Team Shima, fresh new fierce panacina. Who am I? Arasa Anajima, my rhymes are tied. Pete says I was a senior, rap class to pass. Teacher said rap cleaner, magic and pride. Something I can hide, this easy, cause I'm being me, no lie lyrically. I'm known for my metaphors, brilliant, humble, still skills, one in a million. I let my freaking poetry speak for itself. Each bottle for me is just one notch in my belt. War on me is definitely bad for your health. Rap, rap, stellar, dance, displays myself. Like water, I glisten and refresh into my old school, like Nunu impressing you. It's my shine, that's why I'm named Shima Star. I grind rich, but first dude, where's my car? Shima Shima, where the keys get for me be my rhyme so sweet, can't find none sweeter. Mr. Trend, never follow, always a leader. Google me star, remember my name is Shima Shima, Shima Shima. Where my keys get for me be my rhyme so sweet, can't find none sweeter. Mr. Trend, never follow, always a leader. Google me star, remember my name is Shima Shima. Call me sunshine, cause I brighten up your day. Hype rap hooks that make you sway this way. Always get gots, but I like when I'm sick. Abstract art, contrast, can't compare. I bless the mic.
All right, everybody, welcome to part two of Skylar Moon Show, breaking on through, because you got some really intriguing beats that are very different. You have, in some songs, very deep Jamaican, Caribbean, just this different, beautiful style about you. Then everything else, you, I like I Am Everything now. I was like, I am everything. I am Kilimanjaro. I'm singing catchy. It around. Mm-hmm. I'm loving that. Mm-hmm. I do love it. I love you very much, but I want to get to my question. So, like, people in general, like that really, truly, in all honesty, like, instead of saying like the people who inspired you to write, your brother, everything else, and that's where you got like your writing inspiration from. You said, you know, to like write lyrics, that's where you were inspired from. Like, I know Tech 5 Vision must inspire you. You know what I mean? I just don't want to waste too much time. I know we got to get through it quick. But who is like your biggest musical, like a music artist? Who is your biggest inspiration?
The hip hop side would be Tupac. And the reggae side would be Bob Marley. Those are the two inspirations for me, because their lyrics are so dope and deep. But so
I missed. Like, I talked over you for the second one. I said I knew it, and I didn't hear the second one, babe. Go ahead, so they hear you clear. The second one is
Bob Marley.
Oh shit! You know, I didn't know if you were gonna have somebody that was Jamaican like that, like. I just didn't know. I thought maybe it would be like you're inspired by some rock from rock. Like, I thought maybe, just maybe, you were going to shock me and like throw me off guard. You know what I'm saying?
No, like Tupac. That's what I'm saying. Because Tupac had like the hip hop, you know, like when I started listening to his music a lot, that's when I was really like writing more and more and more and more. But Bob,
okay, so, yeah,
it's like talking to my soul.
But I really want to ask you, because on a deep level, you're my sister and I know that you feel the way I feel. Do you think people should be rehabilitated or punished? And I mean, obviously a murderer needs to be punished, and I think they should.
Yeah.
But... All right, let me just get real with you and say that, I mean, you said Bob Marley, I really respect that. I really, really respect the Tupac Shakur thing, because honestly, I went through a time in my life where he got me through. And I mean, he's been locked up. So there were some questions I do have for you about this, because him being locked up, it was in 1993 he was accused, and it was a real serious accusation, baby. This was something about a girl being, you know, sexually harmed by him and three other men at a party in a hotel room. Now, Tupac Shakur had a crazy ass sentence. Now, he knew he was going in 1995 to actually be sentenced. And I just want to tell you that the hard exterior that it gives you, he still had a soft interior. Why do I know this? Because he wrote Dear Mama right before he knew he had to be hard. He had to be strong. Yeah, you know? He had to carry himself into a courthouse knowing he was not going to leave that courthouse. He was going straight to jail. But he went. You know, most people fled away. They fly away. They, you know, they call them a fugitive of justice. Like, you're a fugitive. He didn't do that. He's stronger than that. He went in and he faced it, and he actually stood up. He gave an apology because he knew that was going to help him along the way. And boom, he got sentenced. The craziest sentenced thing I've ever heard in my life. It was 18 months. Okay. So listen to this term. He could have done 18 months, but he could have also done up to 4.5 years. Isn't that a crazy sentence? Like, that is to me. I think it is. And he ended up only doing, and this is in 1995. Yo, he came out in 1995. He came out in 8 months. All right. So when he came out, I mean, this is your number one most musical inspiration. And I just want to make sure that you're clear about what he actually went to jail for. And I know you are. I know you are. I know you are. I know you know this shit. But sometimes we tend to forget that Tupac actually got locked up. The accusations were serious. And he stood up and he apologized. So something actually did go on there. And nobody judged him for it because his music was so fucking good, and he had a soft exterior. He had a couple of songs, and Dear Mama was one of them, and that one is the nearest and most dearest to my heart because it has something to do with me when I went through the hardest time in my life and I needed my mom because I was real young and I was in trouble, and you know what went on, you know. But it was all right by me because my mom accepted me and loved me through it all. And that's where it all comes from. Like, your family still loves you when you fuck up. And I want to know why they won't rehabilitate people. I want to understand it better. I want to understand why they want to punish. You're already in jail. Why did they put you in solitary? Because that's where Tupac Shakur was. And the only thing Tupac had was a piece of paper and a pencil, girl. So when he used that piece of when he used that paper and that pencil, what do you think he was doing? You know, obviously he was writing his next tracks for when he got out. He was fully prepared when he got out to drop almost a new album, like a full album, basically. He already wrote Dear Mama before he went in, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing, like leaving her off with something special. But she didn't get to hear it because it wasn't released until he got out. And he got out in 8 fucking months, y'all. Like, that apology did a lot for him. That means a lot to me. That something went down in that fucking room, and maybe he wasn't a part of it. Maybe he was. Maybe nobody will ever know that story. But he knows, and he apologized for whatever harm was done to that girl, you know? And I really respect him for that. I respect him for coming out and being real hard. He went straight to California. Yes, he did, right? And I know you know that too, but he went out to California and he was then on Interscope Records. Like, I got this all memorized in my head because I was just looking it all up. He was on Interscope Records and he had a different producer, and he was an now Californian. He was back out in California. He's like, I'm fresh out of jail. I'm California dreaming, you know? And he was straight up about it. Like, here I am. I'm in Cali now. Fuck you, New York. Because it fucks with your head when you're in solitary 23 hours a day. So jail can really change a person. And I was wondering how you feel about that shit. So if you don't mind, I'd like to get into how you feel about the rehabilitation and the lack thereof. Because there isn't any. You know, people just get locked up and they get punished for their crimes no matter what, no matter how deep, no matter how small, no matter how big or little. They treat you all equally. And once you're in, when you're in jail, yeah, listen, it's not jail. Tupac didn't go to jail. He went to prison. That's a whole different game, okay? And it is not a game. That is some seriousness. And he was locked up 23 hours out of every single day. So all he had was a pencil and a paper. And he only could write. And that was where his power came from. It came from his inside, deep, deep, deep inside, like you. You're talking the realness when you are talking about money spent. I fucking love that realness that's coming out of you. And I know that you do it with a little bit of sass. So it's catchy. Hell yeah, it's catchy. But you're speaking the fucking truth. And I want everybody to just listen to the song by Shima Star. And you can get all the tracks and listen to them no matter what on tech5vision.com/Shima-Star. That's what it is. tech5vision.com/Shima-Star. And I want you to listen to Money Spent because of the way that people spend their money and the way that the other people around them have to suffer. And it isn't only, you know, what she mentions. It gets deeper than that. You know, like you got this, but your car's still dent. You got this. Now you got a new car, but you can't pay your rent. You got the latest trends, but you can't pay the rent, she says. But the thing about it is the latest trends, I hope it's for you and your children, because if it's not, your children are suffering too, because you want to have a new booty. You want new teeth. You want a new fucking car. You want new this, new that. I mean, it gets deep. And she's trying to give you just the on the surface feel of it, and she does. And for me, I think about it on a deeper level. I've really thought about that song, and I love it more than anything. And Shima, much respect to you for that. But back to it, like, I know that Tupac Shakur was not rehabilitated. He is your musical, you know, inspiration. Number one, you said he was your number one. And I really just want to know why, you know, he didn't come out a whole completely different person, but he did have a tougher exterior and he had a softer interior than I've ever seen, because he suddenly on every album had all these like softer songs, almost like gospel. And it was beautiful because that from him, that came from jail. And I know for a fact it did because of experience, you know. So I just wanted to know that about you, baby.
I think that the crime should suit the punishment and vice versa. I think that if somebody think that, you know, it should be decriminalized because people are going to prison for stupid things. So now that it's legal,
that's
it's
what
easier.
I'm saying about people being in jail for weed.
To find a real criminal.
Am I getting an agreement with you to rehabilitate the people that got caught with bud? I mean, and if it was a lot of weed, do you think we should rehabilitate that person? Because I personally do.
I think that weed is not to be criminalized. It shouldn't be a crime.
Right.
It shouldn't be,
right,
you know, something to look at and say, oh, you should go to jail for this. Like,
that's
not something that should be even associated with, you know, criminal charges.
Crime.
So, no. I
just was wondering if we're on that same level. And now my question is just like, but when you remember going out to the clubs with us, we have morals. At age 16, I will never forget this. No man left behind. We were going to the clubs. First, he wanted to date me. So he was letting us all in the club. The hot club. What? I don't say no names, so it's all good, you know? But we was up in there and having fun and after parties and barely drinking because you wanted that microphone in your hand. You went straight up to the booth that had the long cord for the microphone so you could stand outside the DJ booth and you would sing, you would sit on the stool, even if nobody was up there. We'd all come up there to where you were. We'd hear your beautiful voice start singing and we were attracted to that. And we went upstairs and sat down at that. There's four rooms in that club. And I know we had fun all day, all night, I mean dancing. Yeah, we did. But you were singing and I want to tell you something. We discussed it. Me and Paul is his name, but that's all I'm going to say. He said, you're going to be a fucking star. You know, he said that to me. I want you to know he said that because I didn't know how to take any of all of it. I knew what you had. You had pipes. You were singing. And then we went and you were rapping. You were singing. So because the DJ stayed and partied with us too. We were like three, four young, attractive girls because Debbie would eventually bounce with the dude. She was the only one that would do that. We're 16, but we have morals. Like, we are all going to be brought home at the same time, et cetera, et cetera. But you wanted that microphone every time we did after hours. And you got that microphone in your hand. And what you did was unsurmountable. Like, I can't even amount you to nobody else I knew at my age. Aishima, you are the queen of my dreams in the singing world. Like, he knew you were going to make it. He knew what you had. He's been in the industry himself. He knew you were going to make it. Like, he's sat in a record company, like, before, like a record label company. And he knew, he's like, if she was a little bit older, he's like, I could take her to a place I know. And it was inspirational. Yes, but I said she's too young. I'm like, you don't even know how old she is. I'm like, she's 18. You were older than me, yeah. Right?
I don't know.
I'm like, she's 18 or 1 or 2 years older, because I was 16 then when he wanted to date me and shit. And, you know, you only had to be 18 to get into that club. Remember? It was all age. So it was all age nights.
So I think I was 18. Maybe I was a little younger, but I think so. I think I just turned 18.
All I know,
I think I just turned 18.
I don't know, but I told him you were. I told him. I said you were 18. Oh, okay. I said, why don't we bring her? Why don't we do that? And he was just an undependable source. So it was sad that I didn't actually, I want to say that you could have started making it like at such a younger age. And what got in the way, I know you went and moved and you moved again. And I know that that puts a big halt on all your dreams and everything, but you got comfortable in Michigan and you started college. What inspired you to start going to college?
I really wanted to know how to set things up, and because I'm going for electrical maintenance specialist in construction, and that's what I want to do. I want
to you good word up to you. That is the shit right there. So you want to build studios?
No,
for people?
I wanted to, like, you know, when you go to like a concert and you see the people who set up the lights.
Yes, the soundboards,
like all the lights show, the stage, all that you stuff. Yeah, there. And also residential or commercial wiring, you know, so all that stuff that makes like the
wiring.
Yeah, the wires, the
That's
wires.
Yeah,
it all goes back to the music.
You could have came
it
here.
It always goes back.
You could have come here and set my shit up real nice.
Well, not
for
yet,
me
because I haven't graduated yet.
I got a messy setup. I'm just saying, if you were graduated already, I could have been like, yo, I'll pay for your ticket. You got to come out here and hook my shit up better.
When I do, I will, because I can be charging.
I bought a mixing board for myself. I got a Harbinger and I got another one now. So I'm going to send that shit to you in the mail, girl. I'm playing with it right now. I am playing with it. I can't get the music to work right now, but that's what this was a couple $100s in its heyday. So it would still sell on eBay. I'm going to look. I bet you it's well over $100 to get this right here. So this mixing board ain't no joke. It's got 12 channels, baby. It's got 12 channels. That's a lot of things that you could be fading in and out of, making music noises. You know what I'm saying? Like you could have a tech or you could do it yourself, but I want to send it to you. So that's my gift for me to you, because I love you so much and I don't need to be greedy and have two mixing boards. Why do I need two when I'm only podcasting? It's not that serious. It's really serious with you. You are a singer. You just need that microphone and you'll be good, because I'm sending you all the cords.
Thank you.
I got that donated. In the box, there was, you are welcome. You?
Yes.
Oh, God, you are very welcome. He threw a lot of cords in there, too. So I'm going to just send you, you know, I'm going to take out one for myself and I'm going to send you that whole bindle. Just a backup cord for myself, which I already do have some, because if it fucks up, what are you going to do? You ain't going to be able to make your deadline. You know what I'm saying? If you got a deadline. Now, I have a big question. Are you trying to stay underground, or are you trying to get, if you performed, let me just ask you this. If you performed at some place that was even like some sort of a hall for an event for a sport, or it could be an event for, you know, a club, it could be any event, and someone's there and they're a scout. For, I mean, I know Be Real. So, you know, I could talk to them and you could be connected with them just to start. And the thing is, he'll want to make beats for you. So I don't know if you're into that. You're signed into a contract. So you would have to say, no, don't make my beats, but, you know, get me out there. And he would. He'd be taking you places.
Well, he can make me the beats.
Events and all these.
To run it by, you know, I'm not like, I can definitely work with other artists and other producers. Like, that's the point. You have to network. You have to work with other people. You have to collab with other people.
I didn't know there's something to do with DL.
That's the point. Like, you have to get your name in other mouths. You're not just supposed to do your own thing. You're supposed to do it with everybody. Yeah.
That's right. Yo, I didn't know that you were open like that. You said I could sign a contract. I signed a contract because I said something about making beats for you with the techno.
It's like this. You have to, I can't just make a move without him though. I still have to
converse with him.
That's right. I hear you. That's respect. That's respect. And that's what we had when we were kids. I was going to talk a lot about that. That's where you were like lost. Like, did you ask me a question? I was trying to talk about our youth and have you laugh and have you get into that with me for just a minute. Like, at least I was going to look at my watch and spend 2 minutes talking about it. And I did. And I did it alone. You didn't really like want to jump in with it with me. But I know that Paul was definitely like pegging you like my mother pegged you. When she heard that tape, but you can't remember what it was. It was old, girl. I was in college. This is the early 2000s. It was not.
No, it was like earlier than that. It was like a lot earlier than that. It was like 98.
But we're like sisters, and your mindset was where mine was. Like, let's get up and out in the industry. Let's get our voices being heard on the radio. Let's get some shit going. Like, let's be known. Let's not die without a legend. You know what I'm saying? I want to have a legend when I die. I'm not going to have no kids, Aishima. I'm not going to have no kids, baby. So I got to leave a mark in history somewhere. And for me right now, casting, but I want to tell you my dream real quick, and then I got to ask you a question again. But my dream is, honestly, I want to work for Audible and or anywhere where I can do voiceovers. I mean, I would work for Disney. I'll work for fucking DreamWorks because I got a connection to DreamWorks, if you can believe it. My ex-girlfriend, Heather, and she is still talking to me these days. We went and we visited some museums and shit, just so you know. I am friends with her still. She forgave me for all the crazy shit I went through way back in the day. What? Yeah, I don't know, but you had a tape and my mother heard it and she almost cried. And you had a couple things. You let me hear more than one song, but I fucking put my mom on the phone, me and my mom listened together on the phone. I said, play it now. And you played it. And my mom and me are looking at each other with tears in our eyes. I'm like, Mom, she's doing it. She's doing it, Mom. This is on a tape. It's recorded like my radio stuff. Like, so you told me one time, and I could cry saying this, that I inspired you to want to just get this thing started. Like, if Skylar can do that, why can't I? Like, I'm going to school. She went to school. I'm going to school. Fuck this. Hell yeah.
Well, remember when I told you I changed my majors like 5 times? One of the times I changed it, it was for a radio DJ. And that was because of you. That particular time. That's what I was talking about becoming a DJ, because I was like going full throttle. Like, I was talking to radio stations and internships. I was like trying to serious about it. I was like, oh my God, I want to be. Yeah, and I did. I was like, how are you gonna go to school for it? I need to go to school for it. So yeah, that part I did, but
that's
then
right.
I was like,
right. When you I let it go. That, though, I was crying. I was crying to Tommy in bed. I said, can you believe that she's just now reminding me? Because she probably told me back when I was younger and I didn't appreciate that shit. Like, so many people told me, oh, you inspired me because you're in college. So I'm going to go to college. But they go for like being a nurse. So like, I heard a lot of that.
Well, I was in college. I just wanted to go for that.
Sister, like, I was mean to her. You know that. I had to get rid of her. I had to get rid of her. Yeah. Mad people were like, Mike, you know, like, oh, he's an old man. Get rid of him. Like, no, man, no. I mean, even DL was chasing after my ass for a little while, which is comical now when we look back, you know, but it's what it is, because I had braids. I attracted a certain type of kids and I didn't like their style of living and being, you know. But I loved DL's style. He already met, by the time I met him, he already made a track. He made a beat for fucking Busta Rhymes. He had pictures of him and Busta Rhymes in fucking frames in his room in his basement. He had a whole studio set up, like what you would have done. But he did it himself. He's been doing the setup.
But I listened to you.
He's been making his own beats. He's been selling his beats too. So, you know, like, I really hope this works out for you. How long do you suspect until you graduate college? Because I want to mention, you're a mother. You're in college. You pay your bills for your car. You pay for your food. You pay for your cell phone. You pay for your kid and your car. You just winterized when I called you to talk about this. You were like, yeah, straight up, new tires, all four of them. I'm like, what? No girls are this fucking smart. Like, you are the fucking shit to me. me. Like, I look up to you. I idolize you because I do those things when I'm driving. And this, that, and the other. So they're going to give me my license back. I just got it all cleared up, Shima. I'm going to have a car and I might drive out to see you if that happens quick enough. But I got to take a couple classes and then I got to pay. And then I can get the car. My pops, he said, get your license and I'm buying you a car. Okay. Okay. I got time for that. And my parents miss you, by the way.
No, I miss them too.
You do, because really, my pops got to know you on one night specifically where you and him spoke for legit 4 hours, like at least 2 hours. Like, it was more than 2 hours. It was like, whoa, man. You guys went into some deep debates and shit. You said you don't like to talk politics. I didn't want to talk no politics, and I told you that on here, and you're putting me in check. Because I was talking about rehabilitating people, and I just wanted to know your perspective on that, because I've been locked up, and I've been seeing the worst treatment now. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. So I've been hearing about it from a couple of people I know. I can't lie. I mean, shit, we know people that get locked up, don't we? I mean, both of us. Not anymore so much because we're older, you know, but through your 20s, like early 20s, we both in our 20s, shit, we're both still young. We got a long life to live, right?
Right.
Right. So let me see. I mean, yeah, I said, I know you'll be missing all of your friends out here. Hell yeah. But you did say I have a rock band, but are you really going to collaborate with them soon? Or that's your alarm?
Yeah,
my alarm. My thing is, I said the blinker, it's blinking. It is 6:15. Boom. It's blinking. Yes. Do you want to still do that episode with me where we go over and review old school gangster rap?
Yeah, that'd be great. I don't know when, but I'll let you know. I will definitely let you know.
All right. You said, yeah. But I mean, it takes me a while. I got other interviews to do. It'll take you a little while. You got college. You got everything. Right. Girl, you got it going on. I love you. Right. You got to go get that kitchen. Right. You got to go get that chicken in the oven. Yeah. Sorry. I love you very much. I love you to pieces. You got to do what you got to do. That's all I'm trying to say to you. I love you, girl. Right now, I'll talk to you on our OG gangsta rap. We will review. All right. Probably next month, right?
All right.
Next month.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Yes,
appreciate
man. And I was going to say thank you for coming on the Skylar Moon Show. And you are very welcome, my love.
Yeah. So the business email will be Jamaican Candy. That's Jamaican, then candy. Number 420 at gmail.com. 420 the number at gmail.com.
So it's Jamaican Candy 420. All right. Correct. I will say it one more time when you hang up, baby. Don't worry about it. I'm going to say just one more time. I'm going to exit out. I love you. God bless you. And tell your daughter I love her. Auntie Skylar says much love. Mwah. Kisses for her. Tell her to catch my kiss. Put it on her cheek. All right. I love you.